I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The mask mandate in Salt Lake and Summit counties is no more. It was overturned by state lawmakers in a vote earlier today. The House Republican leadership say they were working with Salt Lake County's council, hoping they would overturn it. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, new information on the gun used at Hunter High last week. Two students were killed, one severely injured. Police say the firearm was bought in Utah in 2013. But they still don't know how the 14-year-old suspect got a hold of the gun. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
It's a crash on southbound I-15, approximately 6 South. It's been moved to the shoulder, and it has caused a little bit of backup, but that's the only issue that we have on the Valley freeways. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways and I-15 in Davis County look good. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Not perfect, but some improvement in air quality. I'm Brett Benson.
Yeah, it's cleaner. It's 39 degrees in Salt Lake City. And now, KSL's top national stories from ABC.
So a federal judge in Texas has ordered a stop to the federal government enforcing President Biden's requirement that federal workers without qualifying exemptions be vaccinated for COVID. It comes as the White House announces that 98% of federal workers are already vaccinated. Justice Department says it'll appeal. President Biden at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington mentioning his infrastructure legislation.
We're going to upgrade thousands of bridges, creating good-paying jobs, cutting commute times, ensuring that as we build back, no community gets to be left behind.
After talks today about Ukraine between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the Russian foreign minister, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about a possible Biden-Putin meeting.
If that is a step that is recommended and that we think would be effective at this point in the discussion, of course, the president's always open to leader engagement.
Thousands of anti-abortion rights protesters have marched in the nation's capital today, and it was another down week for Wall Street. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. Governor Spencer Cox defended the state's handling of the COVID surge today. He was on KSL News Radio with his monthly show, Let Me Speak to the Governor. Here's his exchange with our own Maria Chaleos.
I'm going to read you one of the listeners from earlier today who said, Governor Cox, your approach on COVID seems to signal that we're raising a white flag and surrendering, that everyone's just going to get COVID, so we should give up. They'd like you to help them understand why they shouldn't feel this way based on your public comments and actions. Are we giving up and just kind of giving it up to giving in to COVID?
Well, absolutely not, Maria, and I appreciate the question. We're not giving up, but what we are doing are focusing on the things that we actually know make a difference. And I think that's very important for people to understand. Look, we've been very fortunate here in the state of Utah. Unfortunately, the coverage, and this is normal. I understand how this works. Fear drives more clicks than anything else. But for the people that are really studying this disease, there's a little bit of a, and this is tough for humans. We don't adapt well to change. And the virus itself is changing. The virus itself has changed significantly since the very beginning. The Omicron variant is so different from the original virus, from the Alpha virus, and from the Delta virus. It's so much more contagious, and I think that's hard for people to really grasp. Alpha was 2 times more contagious than the original variant. Delta was 2 times more contagious than Alpha. And Omicron is 4 times more contagious than Delta. So now we're getting in multiples. It's just so much more contagious. On the flip side, and that's why we're seeing these giant spikes, there seems to be also this lack of perspective as to what's happening everywhere around us. We're kind of in our bubbles, and especially the local media has only focused on the worst parts, and again, not given any perspective. And so this is a 21-day spike. It's a 21-day spike in every country. It's a 21-day spike in every state. And every state is seeing record numbers of COVID. And then after 21 days, those numbers drop quickly. So that's some positive news.
That's Governor Cox with Maria Chaleos early this afternoon right here on KSL News Radio. 3:50 at KSL. Time for a check on traffic. Once again, here's Ricky Meese.
I think there are multiple vehicles involved in this crash on southbound I-15, approximately 6 South. They are mostly over to the left now, but the UHP officer, his vehicle is still, I think, sticking out into the HOV lane of traffic, and they're also clearing debris from the HOV lane. So that is what's causing your backup past 6 North on southbound I-15. But once you're past that, you're going to see full speeds ahead from just before 13th South all the way to Provo. All clear on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. A little bit of traffic building both directions of Bangor Highway, and that's between 2100 and 3500 South. Steve?
Well, northbound 15 rolling free and clear this afternoon. Salt Lake to Brigham City. Southbound 15 in good shape. Back the other way until you hit those slowdowns at 6 North. And you've got good speeds on I-84 in either direction between Riverdale and South Weber. Ready for a kitchen update? Shop local at Durden's Appliance in Bountiful and pay the same or less than the national chains. Durden's, brand you know at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And here's your 7-day forecast with Brett Benson.
Friday's storm hit most of the state, northern Utah in the morning, and southern Utah just continued in the afternoon into the evening hours. 39 for a high in Salt Lake City on Friday. Now, Saturday, Sunday, we'll see temperatures in the upper 30s. A little better air quality for the weekend, mostly sunny, upper 30s and mostly sunny on Monday as well. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we really start seeing that haze building in once again. Temperatures in the upper 30s and low 40s with hazy sunshine. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
39 degrees and congratulations, Clark Nelson of South Jordan knew which was Meatloaf's biggest hit.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. No, I won't do that.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Do you or somebody you love experience excessive thirst, frequent urination, unexplained weight loss, or exhaustion? Hi, I'm Liddy Huntsman, and I've lived with type 1 diabetes for 25 years. While I was diagnosed early, other families are not so fortunate. Too often, the warning signs of type 1 diabetes are missed, which can lead to life-threatening complications and even death. I'm working with Beyond Type 1 to spread awareness of the warning signs for type 1 diabetes. Anyone at any age can be diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. To learn more, go to T1DWarningSigns.com.
The monster is coming, and it wants you and your family.
And that's great news, really, because it's time for the Bear Lake Monster Winterfest, January 21st through 23rd. Winterfest is all about an incredible celebration of winter and all the fun it brings. So start Friday with Monster Winter Sports and Trails Day, a free event featuring fat tire bikes, snowshoes, snowmobiles, and tubes for the kids. Also a taste of Bear Lake. with local restaurants dishing up their tasty specialties and the chili cook-off. Then throughout the rest of the weekend, it's the Monster 5K Walk and Run, a Monster Cisco Disco Tournament, the Monster Plunge, even a cardboard boat regatta. And all safety precautions will be followed, including the use of masks, hand sanitizing, and social distancing. Come on, Bear Lake awaits. Visit bearlake.org and get details on events and times. Bearlake.org. The Bear Lake Monster Winterfest, presented by the Bear Lake Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Thousands of us have kids at home this week.
Unexpectedly back in remote learning.
If you're watching over a fuller house, remember your friends at KSL News Radio.
We're here to update you on the latest, make you smile, and to think about the news differently.
Your all-day companions for news.
Just ask Alexa. Play KSL News Radio.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL spikes in demand and a global supply chain choke point apparently led to the near sellout of computer chips for 2022 before the year even began. But MarketWatch reports the fix is in sight. Chip makers are boosting production, leading to the opposite problem now. Analysts are worried we'll wind up with more than we need, a boom followed by a bust. KSL Drive's Cadillac is out with its new Escalade V-Series. The new Escalade resembles its predecessor, but is expected to sound louder and respond more like a sports car. The U.S. Labor Secretary says he has the fix for the nation's labor shortages. Marty Walsh said workers are back at work. We just need better jobs with better perks to attract and keep them. On Wall Street today, once again, big drops across the board. The Dow lost 450 points and ends the week at 34,265. The S&P shed 84 points. The NASDAQ fell 2.75%, losing 385 points. KSL News Time 356. It's time for Cougar Tracks on KSL, and here's Mitch Harper.
BYU basketball improved to 16-4 overall in the season after defeating San Diego 79-71. The win gives BYU sole possession of second place in the West Coast Conference, a 4-1 league record. The big reason for the success of this year's BYU team is because of freshman big man Fusini Traore and Atiki Aliatiki. Fus had 14 points and 11 rebounds last night, while Atiki provided a defensive spark off the bench.
In a real sense, like, they're going a long way towards saving Alex's senior year and our season. They've been thrust into this really, really difficult situation, and they're ringing the bell. It's pretty awesome. Those guys are – can't say enough good things about those young men.
BYU returns to action tomorrow when they host the Portland Pilots at 7 p.m. here on KSL and the KSL News Radio app. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.